Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we're continuing our food series, focusing on the key ingredients that make a recipe or a dish outstanding. Last time, we gave you a masterclass in onions, and today we're looking at a product that really is essential in baking, but it does work equally well, rustled up into a quick lunch or even breakfast. And I am talking about eggs, of course. Chef Brian McDermott is here with all of his practical tips on storing and using eggs. And you've recipes as well for us, Brian. They're already up on the website, rte.ie/todaycb. Lovely to see you again.
Morning, Claire.
So you're doing this list of hero ingredients for us, and the egg, really, I mean, it has earned its place on there, hasn't
Absolutely.
It?
These are ingredients that I don't think I can do without in my home kitchen, I may add, not professional kitchen. And eggs, I have three every morning. And you know,
three?
And yeah, I do. And I just scramble them. And I'm lucky because my father-in-law has hens, until the local badgers get at them occasionally. And then it goes and it starts the process again. But yeah, I just scramble through a little bit of kind of pinch of salt and pepper and a bit of brown bread, and that's my breakfast.
Always scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I do. Kind of got fed up with poached. I overdid it for a while in a lot of poached eggs. And yeah.
And do you do them in a saucepan or
I do
microwave?
Do them in a saucepan, yeah.
Butter?
A little bit of kind of local rapeseed oil, a bit of butter. And just when I say scramble, three cracked into a bowl, fork, just literally in my cereal bowl, and lift them up just really fast, get the air into them, because that aerates them up. And if that aerates them, keeps them light, it keeps them creamy, and you get the beautiful flavour of butteriness.
But you don't beat the divil out of them, right?
No, no need. Absolutely right. No need. You just bring in the yolk and the white together. And you're talking about minutes, aren't you, for a breakfast?
Absolutely. And it is delicious.
Oh,
but, every day, Brian, I mean, God, you really love eggs. But we know the health benefits of eggs when it comes to protein. They're a really handy, useful source of protein, aren't they?
Yeah. And suppose, like, I mean, often I say it, protein's not new. You would swear listening for the last 2 years, like online, that protein was this new thing that we all have to have, but it was always there and it's always naturally there. It's been in eggs, which is great. And we also know that eggs are good for our omega. What does that mean? It's good for me talking to you, Claire, and concentrating, taking in information, giving out information. So if you apply that to children and to kids, you know, perhaps, you know, that's going to help them in school and early age as well. But I think, you know, the Irish Heart Foundation even recently have sort of attributed to it being the better of the contributors in relation to cholesterol. So not all bad and not all scary.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned cholesterol, because we really were, you know, back in the day worried about the cholesterol content and what it might be doing to our bad cholesterol levels. Not so anymore.
No, that is not what they're saying. And, you know, I'm no expert, but certainly when we looked at this, the health heart Irish Heart Health are saying that, you know, it's minimal in its contribution to really any levels of increase in URI's cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the funny thing about eggs, I find, is you think about it and you think of cholesterol, but then you go and you put three, I do, into a saucepan, or we go and we have a slice of cake and we never really think, I wonder how many eggs is in that. It's the minute we crack an egg, I think we go, are they really good for us? You know, we kind of challenge ourselves to see, are they? And what I'm clearly saying today, yes, they are. Once they're fresh, once you're utilising them and having them in whatever capacity you decide, whether that's early morning, brunch, lunch, you know, for supper, they're just versatile throughout the entire day.
How do I know an egg is fresh before I crack it open?
Well, do you know what? Again, this is radio, but I've poured a glass of water. I've picked up a half dozen eggs. So you can do this at home, tap water, take an egg, and we're going to drop the egg into the water. So if that egg goes to the bottom of the glass, Claire, which it has.
Yes, that's fresh, is it?
That egg is fresh. So if you've got them sitting around the house and you think, God, I wonder how long these are here.
Mm-hmm.
That is a simple little test, takes a split second to do, and you have the assurance those are good quality fresh eggs.
Okay, lift that up there for the people who are watching so they can see it on the screen. So that is the fresh egg. It has sunk to the bottom. If it wasn't fresh, what would it do?
Yeah,
float?
So it'll float to the top if it's not fresh and you discard it. But let's say, for example, that it went to the middle. That means you can still use it, but it's not at its best. But certainly, and this is a random half dozen or six, I don't know what you call them, but there are always a half dozen on my shopping list that I picked up today. And there it is, proudly, perfectly, sitting in the bottom of the glass of tap water, and I know it's fresh.
Okay, now we know that we add eggs to an awful lot of our recipes, but what is the job of the egg? Like, what is it doing? What's the function?
Yeah, and there's great examples in the recipes that we've given today. They enrich in the likes of cakes. You know, when I say enriching, you're talking about bringing a little bit of that brightness, both in colour, but also in flavour, where you get, you know, the flavour of an egg is kind of buttery, little bit nuttiness, and I know people be going, really? And you will the next time you taste it. Give it a second. You will pick up those little tasting notes. So they will enrichen. They will aerate. Let's say we're looking at a sponge. You know, when we think egg, we either add them in after the creaming method of butter and sugar, or in a Genoese sponge, we will basically whisk the living daylights out of them. So when you aerate them up, they give you air. That air gives you substance to hold on to. But then you can take them to emulsify and think of a mayonnaise. You know, it emulsifies sauces. A custard's a great example. We've that recipe there today. In a custard, you've got your egg yolks. They both enrichen, they thicken, mm-hmm. and they start to emulsify a beautiful homemade custard.
Okay, so they've lots of jobs that they can do for us.
Yeah.
Storing eggs. Now, this is controversial. I would never put eggs in the fridge.
Okay, so I suppose we'll take ourselves back, and I can certainly think back to when we had a scullery at home, and you would have got the eggs. Now, arguably, the eggs would have been, in our case, picked up fresh every day and tripping over the hens at the back door type Lovely. Thing, but that's not everybody's setting. So back then, our scullery and our homes were a lot colder. Now we are insulating the living daylights out of our homes. We want heat constantly. We don't want any heat escaping. So we have increased our home temperature. So if you're leaving your eggs out on the kitchen worktop, then that is not what you should be doing, Claire.
Oh.
You should be putting your eggs into the fridge because of what I've just explained, because our homes are too warm nowadays. Yet,
right.
When you buy your eggs, where are you picking them up? In the supermarket?
Off the shelf.
You're picking them up off the shelf because supermarkets control the air temperature.
Ah.
You know, it's quite cold in supermarkets times, isn't it, when you're shopping?
Yeah, and they have them generally, don't they, they don't have them close to the fruit and veg and the meat, really. They're not in the coldest part of the supermarket,
you can get
are they?
No, you can get them kind of dotted around. So
yeah.
It's more about the control temperature.
Right, whole supermarket.
Yeah.
But if you're going to use them, depending on what you're using them for, do you need to let them come up to room temperature?
Definitely, if you're going to use. Let's say we're going to make meringues, and I've given a lovely meringue roulade recipe today, challenging to roll it and fold it without it cracking, but have a go at that one.
Big challenge.
Home. Yeah. Absolutely. So for egg whites like that, they need to be at room temperature. So you're only talking here 10 to 15 minutes. But let's say you've got your recipe together and you've gone, oh, I've forgotten to take them out of the fridge, which happens very occasionally. What you can do is you can take that bowl that you've put your egg whites into and you can put it over just a little bit of steam just for a couple of minutes, not directly onto the water, just over the top of it. It'll heat the bowl, whether it's glass or ceramic. Put a little bit of heat in there and that will bring the temperature up a lot quicker. You will get far better meringues in that case. The same for even anything like a sponge. They will aerate much, much better when they start from room temperature.
Okay, but no microwaving?
No, not even for scrambled eggs. Someone was actually asking me that this morning. They were like, do you ever do your scrambled egg in a microwave? And I said, I think one time I was in an apartment when I was working somewhere and the only cooking utensil I had was a microwave.
I do it all the time.
Do you?
I do it all the time because the washing of the saucepan after the eggs, it takes the joy out of it.
Claire,
me.
For God's sake, come on.
Like a Pyrex bowl is much easier to wash. It just is.
No, I'm not buying that
you're
one.
You're there every morning scrubbing
the
saucepan.
You're going to have to negotiate at home.
Maybe you're not the one who scrubs the saucepan.
Well, maybe not.
Listen, can we talk about the stamps on the eggs? Will you just translate what they mean for us?
Well, firstly, they need to be on there. There's only one time when you see that they won't be on there, Claire, and that is basically if you have picked them up at, you know, a farmer's gate or an honesty box.
Yeah.
We see lots of that in Donegal. It's quite nice if you're out a walk and you see that maybe the son or daughter has painted something. So they do not need to be stamped because they're only talking about a half dozen or 12 hens, okay? Up to 50 hens from a farmyard gate. They will not be stamped. But when we go in, and like these ones today that I have purchased, now sometimes arguably it is difficult to read the coding that is on there because they're really jetting ink onto the shell of an egg. So the first thing we're looking at is the numbers. We'll have 1, 2, and 3. 1 is for free range, 2 is for barn eggs, and then 3 is for eggs from caged hens. Then you will see IE on it. So IE will refer to Ireland. But the reason I'm pointing that out is because we're on the border and we're up, you know, so you can see the difference. And you can see some UK eggs switching and over and back, which, whether it's right or wrong, that tends to happen when you're up and in and around Inishowen. And then the next thing after that will be the producer number. So you won't relate that to anyone really unless you go researching it. And then the last and final thing is, and in a recipe, it might say 3 medium eggs, 3 large. So you'll see the size that are on there. And just for reference, small is 53 grams. Medium is about 53 to 63. And a large is over and above that. So can make a big difference if you have a recipe that says 3 eggs and you don't know if it's small, medium or large.
Right. What's the best thing
medium
to do?
Medium is what most recipes are based upon, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the most available eggs. But for some reason, we see a lot more large coming in nowadays. And I looked at it this morning as well. Price point for a half dozen, from about 149 till about 470.
Big difference.
Huge difference.
We tend to buy them in tens now in Ireland.
Yeah.
And which is a new measure. We've gone from the half dozen. Duck eggs. Some people like to use duck eggs for baking, don't they?
They do. I don't like them.
You don't?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think they're overpowering. They're kind of richness that comes from them. It's kind of all about the egg and less about the butter or maybe the sponge.
So you're talking about an eggy flavour.
Just too strong like for me. And I mean, then if you go, they're quite large as well, but let's say you just decide you're going to fry one up and you're going to have it with a steak and maybe it's going to act as a enriching kind of sauce or something, then that arguably might work with the fattiness of a steak. But no, for me, I want a mellowness to it. I think with eggs, you feel kind of settled, safe when you're eating them. Reminders again of younger days, and you're providing something that arguably is a staple, very, very tasty, completely versatile for any time of the day that you're eating it. And I think that's my argument for absolutely loving it as an essential product.
Okay, well listen, as you said, we have the recipes up online right now and you've come up with some great ones. So you mentioned the meringue challenge there to make it without cracking it, but the everyday brown bread, a lovely, simple recipe using eggs.
Yeah, and why is the egg in there? It's in to hold the crumb together. So the one that I didn't mention is binding. So when you look at binding, we talked about everything else that an egg does in its purpose. Literally, if you've ever made a brown bread, cut it and you find, oh, there's this big gap under the crust that's airy.
Yes.
Below that, it gets very crummy and you think, God, why is that falling apart? There's probably no egg in there. So the egg will bind it and hold it all together. And it'll also ensure that evenness that is just going to rise at the same time, because this brown bread of mine I've been using for years, this recipe is beautiful. You can drop a little bit of yogurt in there with some of the buttermilk. And again, with any brown bread like that, I have plain flour in the recipe. Why? Because when my girls were younger, I found the wholemeal was too much roughage for them. A little bit of plain going in left them with a lighter style of a brown bread that's beautiful.
Okay, so plain flour, a teaspoon of bread soda, whole wheat flour, treacle, natural yogurt, buttermilk, and just the one egg.
Just the one egg. And really, your law on this is simple, Claire. Dried ingredients into a bowl, wet ingredients into a jug, quick mix, heat the treacle, and then it'll go through the rest of the buttermilk that it's all flavoured, put the wet into the dry, no folding, no kneading, lightly fold it. It's going to be a wet battery-style bread into the bread tin, into the oven. Stunning bread.
All right, and that and all of our recipes up on our website. And next time, when Brian is with us talking about hero ingredients, is going to be cheese. We're all looking forward to that one. Brian, thanks very much for coming in. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.